record at 11:22. Dr. Cornwell.
Okay, thank you very much for your patience. We have a motion on the table with a second to deny a request for hearing and review. All right, is everyone ready to vote on that? Okay, let's go ahead and vote.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Ms. Hunter.
Could you repeat the motion?
The motion is to deny the rehearing.
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastien?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
No.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
No.
The motion passes to deny the rehearing.
Okay. I think that concludes.
No, I'd like to make a motion that we actually review the case. That we approve the request for review.
Second.
So grant review of the case?
Correct.
And under what grounds?
Under the grounds to review the penalties.
Okay, and that would be AAC R424.
Yes.
308, and I believe it's 5.
I believe it's 5. You have a first and a second to grant review based upon the insufficient penalty. You're in discussion.
It's D5.
No discussion. The motion is to grant review, to review the penalty portion of the aspect of the board order. Mr. Greer?
No.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastien?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
The motion passes. The review has been granted.
After reviewing the findings and all of the various statements and evidence that we have, I'd like to discuss reconsidering the current penalty. And make a motion council consider it for discussion to issue a non-disciplinary order requiring the licensee to complete CEUs around physical therapy treatment, evaluation, intervention for cervical and thoracic spine disorders.
How many credits?
Eight hours.
Second.
To be completed in what timeline?
6 months.
6 months.
This would be non-disciplinary?
Correct.
Correct. Is there a second?
Second.
May I make a suggestion? Is there anything in a non-discipline course that would provide this therapist more information on how to supervise students, because in my opinion she was very lax in that.
Yeah. Not with the motion at hand.
But could there be an amendment to that to include?
I'll suggest to the board just one of the things that may have overlooked is that she did submit that she had taken the advanced course through the APTA and student oversight. So that
do we have proof of that?
Yeah.
It has been submitted.
To
the record, yes.
Yes, it has been submitted.
That was online, though.
I don't know.
No, it's not.
She flew to California.
Yeah, all right.
It was not online. It was
She's
in person.
Also wearing her pendant.
Okay. Yeah, I have one of those.
So the motion before you is to modify the board order to be a non-disciplinary order to complete 8 hours of cervical evaluation of the cervical thoracic spine to be completed within 6 months. You're in discussion.
Second.
No, you have a second. You're in discussion.
It's been moved and seconded. Okay. Right, is there any discussion on the motion? Call the question.
Is that with in person and with our normal standard?
Yes, I think almost all of them have usually have some component lab. Things like that.
Okay.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
The motion passes. The order will be modified.
Okay. Thank you very much for your patience.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. If you have any questions, staff will be happy to try to answer for you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so 5A still is, we don't know what's going on there. But let's go to 5, let's see.
We
did 5, B and C.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was looking, we don't have it agendized, but it's cut for the call of the public, okay? How about anybody, any questions or discussion on either D1 or D2? These are the applicants submitted for PTPTA license certification.
Yeah.
Okay. Number E is January financials. Any questions, comments?
Everybody looks at mine. Everyone looks at mine.
Okay, so then let's do item number 6, call the public. Cynthia, are you still here? Good. Okay.
President Cornwall, members of the board, my name is Cynthia Driscoll, the Arizona Physical Therapy Association. I'm here today just to update you on the progress of House Bill 2536, telemedicine, that will include physical therapists as well as other rehab providers. We have passed committee in the House, both House Health Committee and Rules Committee, and anticipate a floor vote this week. Two items to update you on: the amendment that included chiropractic was approved, and we now have had a request to align the definition of telemedicine, and that's in Title 36, to align it with the current definition that's also in Title 20. And Title 20 is the insurance statute. So when that statute was updated about 2 years ago, there was a discrepancy in those two definitions. And now the Senate staff has asked us to include that amendment on the House floor. So both of those statute definitions have been in play for a period of time now, so it's not really our concern which one the legislature thinks is the most appropriate. But the Title 20 definition is the one that's more current, was reviewed by all providers more recently, and that's why the push to move forward to that designation. So we anticipate that after another month, at least certainly by the April board meeting, that the bill will be complete through the Senate. So we can then perhaps be back on the agenda for the board to have a discussion of telemedicine as it applies to physical therapy practice. Thank you.
Do you anticipate whether or not...
I'm sorry, this is called the public and we don't have
it. Okay.
So just an FYI.
Send me a message.
We'll
thank you.
Thank you. We're
done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Greer, is there...
So do I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn at 11:20. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned.